Inside, the first woman put her bundle on the table and said,
I don't care if everybody knows where this comes from. We all have to take care of ourselves. He always did.
That's right,
agreed the second woman.
Very true,
agreed the third.
Does a dead man need these things?
Continued the first woman.
And why was he so mean while he was alive? We all worked for him, didn't we? Cleaned his house, washed his clothes, cooked his soup. And what did we get? 3 shillings a week. It's no surprise that he died alone, with no friends around him.
You never spoke a truer word, said the second.
He was a bad man, we all know that,
said the third.
Now, what have we here?
Said old Joe, opening the women's bundles.
Buttons, pencils, boots, silver spoons, some excellent bed curtains, blankets, and a very good shirt,
he added, feeling the fine cotton.
Yes, it was his best, said the first woman. They put it on him after he died. But he doesn't need it now that he's dead. And the blankets and bed curtains. He doesn't need them either.
You took the shirt off a dead body and the blankets and curtains off his bed while he was lying there? Well, well,
said Joe, shaking his head.
Here's your money.
And he counted out several shillings into the women's hands.
Ha, ha, ha,
laughed the first woman.
He frightened everyone away when he was alive, and we've made money out of him now that he's dead. Ha, ha, ha.
Scrooge felt sick and angry at the same time.
Spirit, he said, I see now. I could be that unhappy man. Good heavens, what's this?
Joe and the women had disappeared, and Scrooge was standing in a dark room. Opposite him was a bed with no blankets or curtains. A light shone down from above onto the body of a dead man, covered with a sheet.
How sad,
thought Scrooge,
to die with no friends or family around him, to lie in an empty room with no candles or flowers, and robbed of his clothes, to know that nobody loves him because he loved nobody in his life. Money can't buy a happy life or a peaceful death.